It's time for SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank here on WWL. I'm Scoot, and John LeBlanc is the CEO of Metairie Bank. He joins us on our show. Hey, John, welcome.
Hey, Scoot, thanks for having us. We're glad to be back with you in 2023, and I'm also excited to say that Metairie Bank's going to begin its 76th year of service to the community next month, and we're just excited about it.
Well, it's really great because, I go way back with Metairie Bank. I told many people many times I got my first car loan at Metairie Bank. And, I'm old and I've been doing this a long time. So this was even before I got into radio. So that's an indication that Metairie Bank has been around for a while. But over 75 years. And I also point out under the same name, because there are a lot of big banks that have changed their names because they've been bought up.
Absolutely. We were very fortunate to be founded by local families, local businessmen, many of which their families are still on the board of the bank, and they've remained committed to our community and helping businesses and individuals achieve their financial goals. So we're just really proud to be a part of it.
At the beginning of this new year, John, let's talk about things that people can do to increase their credit score this year. And, I let something, I think it was like about a $200 bill, I let something just slip by. And, I certainly have the money, but I let it slip by, and it's affecting my credit. So I'm taking care of that. But there are little things that happen that you could really avoid. I need to pay more attention to everything that you're saying because I'm not great at money and finances. But what are a few of the things people can do?
Sure. There's a few things. First, I'll mention kind of managing your credit score. And the most important thing someone can do to manage their credit score is to make your payments on time. Don't miss a payment, whether it's you're paying the least required or the most required. Just make sure you make your monthly payment. And the second thing that's really important in your credit score is how much you're utilizing credit. For example, if you have a $5,000 balance on your credit card and your limit is $10,000, and I have the same $5,000 balance on my card, but my limit is $6,000, your credit score is going to be better than mine because I am utilizing more of what I have available than you are. So that's a very important thing. I am always cautious to recommend to people to have their credit limit increased because some people, unfortunately, are not disciplined in the way they spend their money. But the ratio of what you've spent to what you have available is the second key in your credit score. So number one, make your payments, and number two, watch how much you're using.
Now, John, I've had a couple of companies just automatically raise my limit, my credit limit. So they don't automatically do that. You can ask for it to be increased.
Yes, okay. You're absolutely right. Some companies will over time, based on your experience with them, automatically increase your credit rating, and others you'll have to call and request an increase.
Okay. All right. What's number three?
Well, I think the next part of this puzzle is kind of managing your post-holiday credit situation. In the next few days or next couple of weeks, we're all going to start getting our post-holiday bills in. And unfortunately, that Christmas spirit kind of takes over us. Sometimes it's the liquid spirits that take over us, but we might spend a little too much during the holidays or spend more than we had planned. Now is a great time to take a look at those bills, see how much over your budget you spent. If it's something you can, pay back in the next 4 to 6 months without straining your budget, that's fine. You don't need to do anything. But if you went overboard and it's going to take you a while to reduce your credit card balance, the best thing you can do is to contact a local lender and look at putting that on a traditional installment loan. For example, right now, most credit card rates are in high teens. Some of them are probably 17, 18%. you can go to a local bank right now and get a consumer loan, installment loan for a fixed number of years at a much lower rate, and in the long term, save yourself a whole lot of money and a whole lot of pain. The problem with our credit card balances is that generally we're not disciplined enough to pay them off, or unfortunately some emergency comes up where, you know, our car needs a repair or our house needs a repair and we have to put it on the card, and we're adding that on top of some other event. But really, you know, if you can't repay your credit card over the next several months, take a look at a installment loan through one of your local banks. You'll find a much better payment and you'll retire the debt a lot sooner.
I'm sure it's always good to pay a little more than the minimum, even though some people think, well, I don't want to pay more than the minimum because I want that cash in my account right now.
Absolutely. If you can, look, my suggestion would be to pay as much as your budget will let you. If you're only paying the minimum, it's probably only going to be the interest, and you're not going to be reducing the actual amount you owe. And it's just going to build over time. So I would not recommend only paying the minimum.
Anything else that you would like to tell people concerning improving your credit in 2023?
No, I think those are the key things. Okay. You know, make sure you make your payments. Watch how much you spend relative to your credit limit. And if necessary, if you can't pay it back over the next 3 or 4 months, look at a traditional installment loan through your local bank, and you'll be much better off.
And you want to increase the credit limit, even if you don't plan to use that increase. You just want to, it'll help your credit score if you just have a lot of available credit on a card, for example.
Yes, okay. Yes. Having, the more you have available, the better your score is going to be.
But it's tempting to use it.
It is. That's the danger. So I would never want to recommend that because it can get dangerous. Absolutely.
All right. John LeBlanc, Metairie Bank CEO, thank you for your time and expertise. And we'll talk to Metairie Bank again next week.
Thanks, Scoot. And we're so glad to be with you in 2023 and looking forward to the rest of the year.
Thank you. And John, we're so proud to have Metairie Bank part of our bank. So welcome to the show for another new year. And thanks for being with us.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right.